the same pundits get on. And I could tell you, because I had a great conversation with President Obama. And I said to him, no, 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 no. Although this foolish guy, Josh Earnest, I don't know if he's talking to President Obama. You know, having the right press secretary is so important because he is so bad the way he delivers a message. He can deliver a positive message and it sounds bad. He could say, ladies and gentlemen, today we have totally defeated ISIS, and it wouldn't sound good, okay? All right? I have a feeling they won't be saying it, but I know we will be saying it. But the president's very positive, but he's not positive. And I mean, maybe he's getting his orders from somebody else. Does that make sense? Could that be possible? But I said, when do you think you lost, we won? And I will say this, look, from everybody's standpoint, when Ohio came out with those huge numbers, when Iowa came out with those huge numbers, and then huge, and then we won Florida. So now the pundits go out again, and they're talking about the great state of North Carolina. We love North Carolina, right? The great state of North Carolina. So they say there's no way. You have to see how much more money they spent than us. Oh, but those buses were comfortable for our people. You have to see how much money they spent in North Carolina. And they said, North Carolina, you got to understand, I've won like everything now, right? I'm just running. South Carolina was great. So I have Texas and Georgia and Iowa and everything. Now we're coming up, and Ohio, big state. And that was the other thing. You cannot win as a Republican unless you win Ohio. Remember that? And then we won Ohio. So it's looking good that we won Florida. But North Carolina was our firewall. Remember they said, nope, you can't win North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. Donald Trump has won the state of North Carolina. And now you see these absolutely terrible, terrible, destructive people. They're getting a little nervous. They're getting a little nervous. John King, nice guy, he's got the map. He's good with the map. But his hand is starting to shake, and it's going, oh, my God. Oh, oh, my God, he won. Because remember they said before the election, there is no path to 270 for Donald Trump. Oh. But there's a path to 306, but there's not. So his hand is. So now we win North Carolina. And now we get up to Pennsylvania. We are just doing great in Pennsylvania. In fact, I won it twice, right? I won it twice. Because I won it. And then we had this scam operation. Let's ask for a recount. We won it again. We won Wisconsin. We won Michigan. No, I love it. I hope somebody else asks for a recount because I love winning. You know, we'll win it 3, 4, 5 times. Actually, they did a full recount in Wisconsin. And I received 138 votes more. Me, I got more votes. Scam. Remember I told you it's a rigged system, right? It's terrible. And not rigged for us, believe me. The other way around. So now we come up to Pennsylvania, and they don't want to put it. But I see we're going to win. In fact, I start doing interviews, because if we win Pennsylvania, it's over, right? So now I'm doing interviews, because it's at 99%, and there aren't enough votes for them to even come close. So people are saying, you can't do interviews now. I said, why not? There's no way. There's no way. So I start doing interviews. I felt very comfortable. They just didn't want to do it. But what happened? Now you watch John King, the hand is shaking, quivering. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump has won Wisconsin. Now that wasn't supposed to happen, right? Then he goes, oh, you could see he's like getting ready to throw up all over the... Ladies and gentlemen, then they go, we have breaking news, and I kept waiting for Pennsylvania. But why wait for Pennsylvania? Because they said, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump has won the state of Michigan. Now they're going, whoa, whoa. Now, Wisconsin hasn't been won for 38 years. Michigan hasn't been won for about that or longer. I mean, it's like crazy. And I love Pennsylvania, but we didn't even need you guys. Isn't that terrible? Because they waited so damn long. They took all of your glory away, right? Rob Gleason did a great job, and David did a great job. Great job. Great job. David and Rob, what a job. So now we win the state of Pennsylvania, and it's over. It's just, it was an amazing, I'll tell you what, it was an amazing evening. And the people on ESPN, sports people, they said it was the single greatest event they've ever seen. They've seen football and baseball and boxing, and they said it was the greatest. So I just want to thank the incredible people of Pennsylvania, okay? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Incredible people. Unbelievable people. And in 4 years, we're going to win it by even more. Let's ask you something. All right? By even more. All right. Let's get back on the subject of jobs, right? Because, you know, that's what we're here for. Enough with this stuff. For years, the jobs and wealth have been ripped out of your state and ripped out of our country, like we're a bunch of babies. Foreign powers have gotten rich, bleeding America dry, because we have people that don't know what they're doing or worse than that. And our politicians stood by and did absolutely nothing. And that is now all about to end, and it's going to end quickly. The era of economic surrender is over. You, the people of Pennsylvania, are finally going to have a champion that fights for you in the White House. Because from now on, it's going to be America first. Remember that. People talk about how we're living in a globalized world, but the relationships people value most are local. Family, city, state, and country. Local, folks, local. There's no such thing as a global anthem, a global currency, or a global flag. Do we love our flag? Do we love our flag? We salute one flag, and that is the American flag. And we're going to make sure the American flag gets the respect it deserves, all right? You know, when I watch the news at night and I see these punks burning the flag and stomping on it, and burning another one and stopping. No good, no good. We're gonna maybe have to do something about that. What do you think, yes? Patriotism will be celebrated in our cities and taught very, very strongly to our children. And that patriotism will be the foundation of our economic plan, bringing jobs back to America. We're bringing our jobs back, folks. They've been ripped away. That's why we're going to lower our business tax. We are going to lower our business tax big league from 35% to 15%. Right now, we're one of the highest taxed nations in the world, and we're going to be among the lowest, and we're going to have jobs come pouring back. We want to bring in new companies and new jobs to our shores. That's also why we're going to eliminate job-killing regulations, cancel many executive orders. Believe me, we're going to be canceling a lot. and lift the restrictions on the production of American energy, including shale, oil, natural gas, and clean coal. And we are going to put our miners back to work, okay? Get ready. Get those shovels ready. Another critical element of our jobs plan is a historic $1 trillion investment in our crumbling infrastructure. Our infrastructure is going to hell. We're going to fix our infrastructure. You know, we've spent, as of 2 weeks ago, $6 trillion in the Middle East. We could have rebuilt our country three times over. And right now, we're in worse shape in the Middle East than we were 15 years ago when we started, by a factor of 10. Our bridges are deficient, our roads are in disrepair, and our airports are like third world countries. I am asking Congress to support the construction of new roads, bridges, airports, tunnels, and railways all across our nation. We're going to do it. And we're going to build it on time, on budget, not for three times what it's supposed to cost. And we will put our people back to work in the process. It's time to help get Americans off welfare and back into the labor market. Rebuilding our country with American hands and American workers. We're going to rebuild our country. We're going to do it ourselves, folks. My administration will follow two simple rules. Buy American and hire American. At the center of this agenda is fixing our absolutely terrible trade deals. I mean, NAFTA, you look at that, it's been defective for 20 years. It's been defective from the day it was signed, it's been defective. Pennsylvania, congratulations, because you're just about at the bottom of the pack in this, has lost more than one-third of your manufacturing jobs since NAFTA. Just about as bad as there is in the country. Although I must say, Michigan and a couple of other places have actually done worse. Okay, right? But you're all going to do great now because we're bringing those jobs back. America is now running, listen to this, a nearly $800 billion annual trade deficit. In other words, all these people, they work, they make these trade deals, right? We lose almost $800 billion a year. Who are these people? Any business people in this large, large audience? You know? Hard to believe. Almost $800 billion a year, and we never make good deals. You know, I actually said to my people today, they're going over Mexico, doesn't work. China is all-time record-setting. We're going to lose $500 billion trade deficit. All of these places, and I said, give me a good deal. You know what they said? There are none. We don't do with anybody. It's almost amazing that our country can even make it, but it's not going to make it for much longer if we don't get this thing going, okay? Now think of it. Think of it. It is so terrible. We've lost, and this one I can't even believe, I say it all the time. We've lost 70,000 factories since China joined the World Trade Organization. Now, I used to say, who signed it? I used to say, who supported it? We don't care anymore, right? You know who I'm talking about, right? I don't care. It's a disaster. It's the greatest jobs theft in the history of the world. Nobody's ever lost like we've lost. All because we got sold down the river by our either stupid politicians or corrupt politicians, all right? Except for these three guys down here, they're great. They're good. A Trump administration will defend American industry, and it will defend the American worker. You've got to be defended. It will defend the American worker. Boy, did we come out and vote. You know, they forgot about the American vote. They talked about everybody, right? They're going to do this group and that group. And by the way, women, thank you very much. I mean, thank you. Women. Thank you, women. I was getting killed. These polls were killing me, the women. Donald Trump has almost no women. And then I'd come and I'd see these signs. Look at those signs. I'd see these pink, beautiful signs. We did great with women. We did great with the African-American community. So good. Remember? Remember the famous line, because I talk about crime. I talk about lack of education. Talk about no jobs. And I'd say, what the hell do you have to lose, right? It's true. And they're smart, and they picked up on it like you wouldn't believe. And you know what else? They didn't come out to vote for Hillary. They didn't come out. And that was the big. So thank you to the African-American community. Thank you to the Hispanic community. Incredible. The Hispanic community was great. You know, they all heard the wall. And well, guess what? People that are in our country legally, if they're Hispanic, they don't want people coming in and taking their jobs. They don't want people coming in and taking their homes. They want to see safety. So the Hispanic community was fantastic. And the evangelical Christians, unbelievable. We set records, right? Set records. And as a, I shouldn't say this, this is terrible, but as a couple of our pastors, Pastor Jeffress, a couple of them, Reverend Gray, you know, how good was Billy Graham? Was he the greatest, right? Well, he's got a son, Franklin. And Franklin Graham would say, and Paula White, and so many others that say, Donald Trump may not be perfect, but he's going to be the best leader by far. Right? May not be perfect. They were great. What great people. We set an all-time record in the history of elections in this country with the evangelicals, and that is really cool. And that includes what happened in the primaries. Remember in the primaries, I was going to lose all these different states because of the evangelicals. And then I'd win by 22 points. Like, as an example, South Carolina. Like Alabama. Like Arkansas. Like so many. Kentucky. And they were all saying, wow, Donald Trump is doing fantastically with the evangelical Christians. He's doing fantastically. But I knew. But we did even better in the general election. So we had the all-time highest vote in the history of elections with the evangelicals, right? Our goal is to bring back a very beautiful phrase. Do you remember when we were young, some of us, some of you are so, you don't remember because you're so young already. We have a young audience. Do you remember we had stamped onto cars and stamped onto equipment? Made in the USA, right? Made in the USA, right? Even the young people like it. And frankly, if it said made in Japan or made someplace else, it wasn't considered good. It wasn't considered good. We're going to bring back made in the USA. And we're going to have a lot of jobs coming back. We're going to have a lot of jobs. And you know what? If companies leave and fire their workers, they leave Pennsylvania, or they leave Indiana, or they leave any one of the states we're talking about, or any state in the union, they leave and they go to Mexico or some other country, plenty of them, and they think they're going to fire everybody and they're going to have their product come right through those weak borders. Oh, those borders are going to be so strong now. And they're going to sell that product, and that product isn't going to be taxed, probably at a rate of about 35% for the people that live. And here's what's going to happen. You know, the people that write the articles, they say, Donald Trump is not a free trader. No, I'm a smart trader. Okay, smart trader. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to put that tariff on. Company leaves, makes their air conditioner. Carrier was very nice, by the way, I have to tell you. But, I mean, what they don't know is the people that did go down there, it's going to be a little hard to sell that product back in, but we won't talk about that. But Carrier was fantastic. They really were. And I hope you go out, buy some Carrier air conditioners, because they're just about, they're one of the few that are left in this country. And I told the people at Carrier, you saw all the publicity that got. And we have thousands of people, families, that are going to have great Christmases in Indiana now because of that. But I told them, you're going to make up a lot because you're going to do a lot of business, and a lot of people are feeling very strong about what they did. But it's going to be that they will have consequences when they leave our country and think they're going to sell the product right back over the border, no tax, no nothing. Because you know what? It doesn't work that way for other countries. You look at what China's doing. China taxes our products going into China, big league, and they don't want us anyway. They don't even want the tax. You take a look at other countries. So when they talk about free trade, it's free for them, but it's not free for us, all right? Not free for us. So that's the way it is. But we have to be a rich nation again. And we have to be a safe nation. The murder rate in the United States is the largest that it's been in 45 years. Nobody knows that. They don't tell you that. Do you guys ever say that? No, they don't say that. They don't want to hear it. And we are going to support the incredible men and women of law enforcement. And we are going to bring this terrible crime wave to an immediate end, and it can go quickly. One of the greatest public safety threats remains open borders. I always say, there goes your safety, there goes your country. We will build a great, great wall, and we will put an end to illegal immigration. And we are going to stop the drugs from pouring into our country and poisoning the youth of Pennsylvania and every other state. Gonna stop. We're gonna build the wall. We're gonna build the wall. We have to. You know, the Border Patrol, you know this, 16,500 great people. Because their job is much tougher when I win, because we're going to enforce the laws. They want to enforce. They endorsed me. First time they've ever endorsed a presidential candidate. ICE. The men and women of ICE. They're smart. They're tough. They love the country. They endorsed us. It's not me. It's us. First time they've ever endorsed. What does it mean? It means you have to work harder. But these are people that know what they're doing. We're going to break up the gangs. We're going to break up the cartels and the criminal syndicates, terrorizing our cities and our neighborhoods. And they're being terrorized. Just take a look on Long Island, New York, and you take a look at what's happening out there. It is really bad. And our local police know exactly who they are and want to do something about it. And they're being stopped. So we're going to work on that. We're going to get a safe country to protect our country from terrorism and extremism. I will suspend immigration and refugee admissions from regions where they cannot be safely processed or vetted. We will keep radical Islamic terrorists the hell out of our country. We're gonna keep them out. We got enough problems. We got enough problems, right? We got to bring our jobs back. We don't want problems. And we'll build safe zones in Syria. When I look at what's going on in Syria, it's so sad. It's so sad. And we've got to help people. And we have the Gulf states. They have nothing but money. We don't have money. We owe $20 trillion. I will get the Gulf states to give us lots of money, and we'll build and help build safe zones in Syria so people can have a chance. So they can have a chance. Ethics reform will be a crucial part of our plan as well. We're going to drain the swamp of corruption in Washington, D.C. Right? I will impose a 5-year ban on executive branch officials becoming lobbyists. and a lifetime ban on officials becoming lobbyists for a foreign government. And I'll tell you what else I'm going to ban. When we have our purchasing agents giving out billions and billions and billions of dollars of contracts to the military and to all of these people where they're buying airplanes, where you see these tremendous cost overruns, take a look at the F-35 program. Take a look. And the people that gave out those contracts, give me a break. We're going to impose a lifetime ban on people that give these massive contracts out, or even small contracts. You want to work for the United States, you work for the United States. You're not going to go to work for the people that build these planes and people that do the drugs with all of the different things. You know, the cost of drugs in this country, we're about the largest purchaser of pharmaceuticals anywhere in the world. And yet we can't negotiate the price. I wonder why. You don't think it has anything to do with the drug companies. Well, we're going to open it up. We're going to face many challenges. But this is truly an exciting time to be alive. The script is not yet written. We do not know what the page will read tomorrow. But for the first time in a long, long time, what we do know is that the pages will be authored by each and every one of you and you. You, the American people, will finally be in charge again. Your voice, your desires, your hopes, and your aspirations will never again fall on deaf ears. The forgotten men and women of our country will not be forgotten anymore. Remember that. You sure as hell weren't forgotten on election day, were you, huh? Did you hear some of them were saying, where are all these people coming from? Together we will raise incomes and create millions and millions of great new jobs. We will repeal the disaster known as Obamacare and create new health care reforms that work for you and your family. We will reestablish the rule of law, defend the Second Amendment, protect religious liberty, and appoint justices to the United States Supreme Court who will uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. We will heal our divisions and unify our country. We will be a unified country again. When Americans are unified, there is nothing we cannot do. No task is too great, no dream too large, no goal beyond our reach. My message tonight is for all Americans, from all parties, all beliefs, all walks of life. Whether you are African American, Hispanic American, or Asian American, or whatever the hell you are, remember that we are all Americans, and we are all united by one shared destiny. So I'm asking everyone, asking everyone to join this incredible movement, and that's what it is. All over the world, they're talking about what's happening here. All over the world. Pundits have said, and I mean pundits that truly dislike Donald Trump, have said this is the single greatest political phenomena that they've ever seen. And it's about you. It's not about me. It's about you. I am asking you to dream big and bold and daring things for your family and for your country. I am asking you to believe in yourself again, and I'm asking you to believe in America. And if we do that, then all together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you, Pennsylvania. Thank you. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Pennsylvania. Thank you.